Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 26th. Rather lovely Mercury-Uranus aspect with Uranus in your sign connects the fiery energy together. Now this means surprises will abound. Could be today, could be tomorrow, could be later in the year, could even be next year, but surprises are all around you. The important thing, however, over the next few days is to keep your schedule light and your agenda open, because something could drop into your lap that you'll want to do. And here's your Sunday stars. With the moon in Scorpio squaring Mars, your ruler, be a little bit careful because tantrums could easily erupt. Don't be at all surprised if you meet somebody who's pushy and persistent, and maybe if they don't get their own way, they're just going to blow their top. Just don't get involved with anybody who can be more trouble than they're worth. Unfortunately, there is a certain someone who can be. Here's your Monday stars. The moon, a singleton moon, in the sign of Sagittarius is all alone, but she's building up to a new moon. This is big stuff. But the moon in Sagittarius for you today is about thinking. Thinking about what you should be doing when it comes to learning and study. Thinking about travel plans, where to go, and why the reason, and what the reason is you wish to go. So there's a lot of what's, why's, who's, where's, and maybes. Here's your Tuesday stars. A massive new moon in Sagittarius brings a great load of luck your way. You will be strewn with opportunities over the next couple of weeks, but remember, a new moon means a new beginning and a fresh start. And that's what these stars are all about now for you. So, if you want to create new opportunities, you may find it in a completely different location or venue to where you are now. Think about it. Think about a move for a long time or a short term. And here's your Wednesday stars. Lovely, lovely aspects to the moon in Sagittarius. A great deal of luck and opportunity is around you now. I've been spelling it out to you for the last few days. One could be improving your mind, moving up the ladder, the intellectual ladder. Upwardly mobile, that's you now, Aries. And the more you can do to discover new things, new places, new ways to enjoy your life, the better. Travel should be very much up at the top of your top 10. Here's your Thursday stars. Be a little bit careful today, simply because not everybody is all they seem. If you've been having problems, especially with sleeping or even your memory, then it could well be that you've got pressures, worries, anxieties that are pushing you down. It is important for you not only to get good sleeping patterns, but it's also important for you to slay a few demons and dragons that are making you think negatively and acting neurotically and far too paranoid. And here's your Friday stars. Now, this is just the aspect you need. Mars trines Jupiter. It chases away the shadows of yesterday's aspect. I told you about slaying a few demons and dragons. Only you know what they are. It's the sort of things that prevent you and stop you from doing things you should because of foundless, irrational fears. But with Mars Jupiter, it's a wonderful aspect to push ahead and push forward. This really is a glorious time for you to stand up and be counted.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.